community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with us this afternoon, we've actually got Laurie Edmonds, and you're the coordinator for the Brentwood Festival. Is that right, Laurie?
That's right, Mike.
So you're going to tell us all the gossip about who you've got coming in this year's festival.
Well, I'm going to tell you as much as I can tell you today. We're going to come back again next week. We've got a big scoop for you next week.
Fantastic.
But we're really excited about the lineup that we've got for the Brentwood Festival this year.
Yeah.
It's taking place here at the Brentwood Centre from the 18th to the 20th of July.
Okay.
On the Friday night, we've got an 80s rollback party being headlined by Alexander O'Neill.
Fantastic.
Going to be a great night.
The boss himself.
Absolutely. He's going to be backed up by Cool as the Gang.
Oh.
A fantastic Cool and the Gang tribute band. We've got a DJ coming in to spin all your favourite 80s tracks. So that's going to be come down after work Friday night, let your hair down, get the weekend started. It's going to be wonderful. On Saturday... That's just the Friday.
And you've got Saturday and the Sunday night.
And then we've got the Saturday and the Sunday. So Saturday, if you love ska, if you love reggae, if you love mod, if you love pop, if you love rock, if you like any kind of music, you want to come down on Saturday because we've got something for everybody. We've got loads of Brentwood bands playing in the afternoon. Then we've got a fantastic back-to-back lineup. We've got Simon and Oscar doing an acoustic set from Ocean Colour Scene.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got Missing Andy, number one favourite band from last year. And then we've got The Duelers, which is South London's favourite reggae band. Oh, man.
Very good.
They had everybody up and dancing last year, so we've invited them back to close out the Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fantastic day. Then we all have a good night's rest, come back on the Sunday. Sunday is our family day, and anybody 17 and under can come for free.
Really?
We've got loads of
kids. Would I fit in that?
Well,
would I
be
nice?
With
be
a
nice.
Bit of Botox,
be
maybe.
Nice. Botox. With a new head.
Again, we've got a fantastic lineup, all kinds of music on. We're adding a third acoustic stage this year. We found that we just had so many talented people who were applying to play.
Yeah, yeah.
We couldn't fit them in on the two stages, and we thought, you know what? Let's just open up a third stage. So now we're going to have a nice little space where if you want to get really up close and personal and hear some really good music, but without having it blasting out of the stereo speakers, that's going to be the place for you. So again, we've got some good local bands. We've got the Poppets playing. I know they've been into Phoenix quite a few times.
Yeah, they have, yeah.
We've got your very own Michelle Ward, who's going to be performing.
Really?
Danny Clay. We've got some up-and-coming bands who are going to be highlighted. And then... I can't tell you who's going to be headlining on the Sunday night.
Go on.
I can't. I would love to. No, I'd have to kill you.
Go on.
I would have to kill you. I cannot tell you.
Anyway, go on.
But I promise you, everybody is going to be beyond excited when they hear who it is. I'll tell you next week.
You've already told us about Alexander O'Neill. How much bigger can this band be?
I know. It's massive.
Really?
Massive. That's all I
really?
Can say. Yeah. Even my husband has heard of them, and he doesn't know anything about modern music, and he is just desperate to get tickets. Now, can I talk to you about tickets?
Yeah, cool.
Because one of the things that we really want to make sure that people know about right now, they're £15 a day. That's the early bird price.
Well, to be fair, that's very cheap.
It's the bargain of the century.
Well, it is. You go to any concert, you're looking £30, £40, £50 upwards.
Absolutely. When you think that over the weekend, we've got 40 bands playing on three stages over three days. A weekend pass is only £40 right now.
For the whole weekend?
For the whole weekend.
That's
you can
really
come
good.
And go at your leisure. It's fantastic. Now, this is something that we've got on offer for all the local folks.
Yeah, yeah.
So we want everybody in Brentwood to take advantage of this.
Yeah.
The early bird discount ends on the 30th of this month.
Okay.
So there are only 5 days left.
Okay, so how can we get a ticket?
Right, you go to brentwoodfestival.co.uk.
Right, let me write that down.
brentwoodfestival.co.uk.
That's it.
This is going to be on the website, by the way, as well. So if anybody loses that email address or the web address, just go to phoenixfm.com and have a look at the drive time page, and the interview will be up there. So it's going to cost £15 a day or £40 for the whole week. You might as well do the whole weekend, to be fair.
Well, it's the best deal, actually.
Well, it is.
Yeah, come on down for the whole weekend. Come and go, you know, if you need to go home and kind of chill out for a little while and come back,
well,
you can.
Yeah, that's the ideal thing, yeah.
It's the ultimate in kind of flexibility. Kids under 10 go free the entire weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I mentioned on Sunday, even up to 17 can go for free.
I can't believe you've got Alexander O'Neill and you won't tell us the headlining act.
No, no. I'll tell you next week. You'll get the exclusive scoop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I promise.
Well, I know for anything else. I don't know.
You will do.
Oh, well, you're
now,
spoiling
me. Now,
but
we're also, we're making a couple of other changes this year. We're going to add a VIP lounge.
Oh, wow, we're going upmarket now.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, it's going to be sponsored by Angel Champagne.
Righto.
Going to have luxury marquee, private bar, free drinks, complimentary buffet, posh toilets, all the things you expect.
Any jacuzzis? Is there
well,
a jacuzzi?
Can do you know, you're not the first to ask that.
Can I bring me own?
Well, only if you let the rest of us share it.
Can you imagine trying to get through the gate with the jacuzzi under one arm? Excuse me, I've got to go to the VIP area with this. He wouldn't let you in, would he? Wouldn't let you in. So, the VIP area, is it any more expensive than the rest of the area?
It is. It's £50 for a day pass.
Okay.
£100 for the weekend. So, basically, you pay for 2 days, you get to come for the third day for free.
Even that's really good value.
Oh, it's fantastic value.
And is it the VIP area, is it closer towards the stage or is it?
It is. It is. So, you get the best view seats.
Oh, that's better.
You've
that
got places to sit down. Yeah, yeah. You've got shelter. It's going to be the bee's knees. That's where I'm going to be hanging out the whole time.
So it opens, what time of the morning does this open?
The VIP, well, on the Friday night, it runs from 6 p.m, so right after work, till about 11 o'clock.
Okay.
On the Saturday and Sunday, doors open at 12 noon.
Through till around about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so good value. That's fantastic value.
It really is. And last year, we had over 10,000 people who attended over the weekend. We're expecting a lot more this year.
You look at the average concert ticket. I mean, you go and see one act and maybe a warm-up. Maybe a warm-up sometimes, not always. As I say, you're looking at about £40 just to see the one act. And how many acts did you say you have over?
40 acts.
40 acts?
3 days, three stages.
That's fantastic value.
Did I mention the 100 ales that we're going to have on tap? So Brentwood Brewing Company is setting up the beer tent. So we're going to have 100 different beers
for you
to try while
you're
there.
I'm there.
Yeah, that's where you're going to be. I'll be in the VIP village. You're going to be in the beer tent.
I'll be back in the beer tent just so I don't fall over. That is, saves you falling over anywhere. Just lay on your back and start with.
That's it. Sounds good.
It's really, really good. Obviously, you've got hot dog vendors there and all the rest of it.
Oh, no. We're going upscale with our food this year. We're having the gourmet food village
this year. Food and beer. I'm there.
We're not just doing hot dogs. We're doing posh hot dogs. We're doing gourmet burgers. We've got a fantastic celebrity vegetarian chef coming in to do really posh stuff for us. The food is going to be superb this year.
Right, that's such good value. Amazing value. Seriously, I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Yeah, it is great. And it's all in support of charity. So that's why our festival director keeps the prices low, because he's trying to get people in, because we're raising money this year for two Brentwood charities, the Helen Rollison Cancer Charity and Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. And I know that those two charities have a lot of local followers, a lot of local supporters. So we're hoping that anybody who's already been backing those two charities will come out and have some fun over the weekend. You get to enjoy yourself and you know that you're doing something good and giving back.
What an amazing deal. Right, give us the dates again.
Right, the 18th to the 20th of July.
Yeah.
That's here at the Brentwood Centre.
18th to 20th of July. On the Friday night, it's 6 till 11. And on the Saturday and Sunday, it's from 11 in the morning till 11 at night.
That's 12, right.
12 in midday till 11 at night.
That's right.
It's going to cost you £15 per day ticket.
Until the 30th of April.
Okay.
And after that, the prices go up. So you want to get your tickets now.
Okay.
You're going to feel really smart. You're going to feel really smug when you hear who the headliner is.
Because these tickets ain't going around for long, are they?
They're very limited numbers. So you want to make sure that you get them before they're gone.
A weekend pass is £40.
Right now.
VIP pass is £50 for a day.
Yes.
£100 for the whole weekend.
Absolutely.
That's worth the £100. And you can get some more details on brentwoodfestival.co.uk.
That's it.
Laurie, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about that. I'm actually quite excited.
Well, come
back next week when you can tell us who the headliner is.
You know where I'm going to be.
Fantastic. Laurie, thanks a lot.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.